Okay, let's get one thing straight here. Mexico is not our friend. Mexico is laughing at us. And you want to know why they're laughing at us? Because every day they're dumping their garbage in our country. They're sending over their rapists. They're sending over their drugs. They're sending over their criminal scum. And we're doing nothing about it. But I'm going to stop all that. You elect me president of the United States. I, Donald J. Trump, I have a plan. I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to build a great wall across our southern borders, and I'm going to make Mexico pay for it. You mark my words.
Viva Presidente Trump! Ya sabemos de su onda, que un chingo nos odia. Su visión es él, el gran pito y Ron Wilson. Si llega a ser presidente, va a haber bronca en cada estado.
Yo sí quiero que llegue a ser presidente, gabacho, porque él quiere ver guerra igual que nosotros. Yo sí quiero que gane el presidente trompudo, porque si él lo empieza, a huevo, nosotros lo acabamos.
Brujerija, među drugo, to je nešto isključitelno veliko. Новият албум предстои и всъщност вече факти, ето го сега, за първи път събият Хуан Брухо. Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, como estás?
Muy bien.
Той се чувства добре. Well, let's start with this. Basically, Brujeria has always been a band talking about the fact that the world is pretty much fucked up. Do you think that it's even worse today if you compare it to the time you were starting Brujeria, something like 20 years ago?
It was getting better. I say last 10, 15 years it's been getting better, until Donald Trump came and is trying to become president of USA, so now it's all bad again.
I can show you pictures of the candidates for the Bulgarian presidential elections, but anyway. Въпросът беше, вие, Брухерия, винаги от създаването си преди 20-ти години, че и повече, сте банда, която втълпява, пее за това колко предсакър е светът по принцип. Мислите ли, че сега състоянието е още по-лошо, отколкото тогава? В интерес на истината, каза Хуан Брухо, в последните години нещата започнаха да се оправят. 10-15 години до момента, в който Доналд Тръмп не се показа като кандидат за президент. Обаче всъщност, когато те започнаха, се представяха като тъмна шайка мексиканци, които продават дрога в Америка, маскирани и така нататък. Well, the Brujeria concept has always been that you guys are dark Mexican drug lords smuggling drugs into the United States. Do you feel partly responsible for this storming of Donald Trump's ideas into the public attention?
No. Donald Trump is a guy who just hates and tries to hide it. He lies and he wants to become powerful in his own thing. He doesn't even care about what we do or what we sing or anything. It's a whole different thing.
Те, Брухерия, изобщо не се чувстват отговорни за това, че Доналд Тръмп практически и тезите му стават все по-популярни очевидно в Америка. Не, това е просто един човек изпълнен с омраза, който не го интересува изобщо нито ние, нито това за какво пеем. Той се оплита в лъжите си, в омразата си. Това е.
Well, if you compare the new album to the last one that came out so many years ago, what was the main driving force behind you doing it?
Well, we started touring, you know, after our last record, we started touring for the first time ever, started playing shows live, and we went like 6-7 years just making up for lost time, playing shows and touring, and then we decided it was time to make a new record with the new guys, and that's when the whole thing started, and it took a while to get together. It's hard to get everybody in the band together at the same time, so it takes a while. And then different things happen, but now it's finally ready to go and you know, like a new beginning for us.
Новият албум всъщност, който излиза сега, цели 16 години след предишния, Брухеризмо. Каква е разликата в мотивацията сега? В интерес на истината, след излизането на последния албум, правихме турнета и концерти в продължение на 6-7 години, след което трябваше да се напаснем с новите момчета, които дойдоха в групата. И изобщо новият албум е новото начало за Брухерия.
Well, next question is, I'm not sure how many people will go positive here, but please tell us, are you optimistic about what's going to happen in the world in, let's say, 5 years from now?
I am. I think, you know, bad things could be stopped in the place of... Everything was getting better. It was getting better, like for last, since pretty much 9/11. Everything started that was a low point, and everything's been getting better since until Trump. But once Trump is, out of the way, then everything will be all right. I don't think he'll win, so the world should be getting better back to normal again.
Тук си позволи да попитам Хуан Брухо, той как си представя светът след 5 години, оптимистичен ли е за бъдещето? Той каза да, всъщност нещата се движиха много добре, естествено. 11 септември беше една много неприятна, много ниска точка, но от тогава нещата като че ли започнаха да се оправят. Сигурен съм, че когато Доналд Тръмп се махне от пътя ри и изчезна от картината, аз съм сигурен, че той няма да спечели, нещата отново ще се оправят. Очевидно, Тръмп е отговорът на всички и причината, корена на цялото зло.
I'm now thinking of Fear Factory. It seems like that we're living in a world that has been predicted by them in their albums. Are you still good friends with Dino Cazares?
Well, I think I am, but he hasn't talked to me in like 10 years, I think. So, I don't know. You know, he just, walked away from the band and then that was it. I never heard from him since. So, if I do see him, he runs away. So I don't know, I guess we're not friends anymore, I don't know. But it doesn't bother me.
Alright. Попитах го всъщност, тъй като в последно време ние тук имаме усещането, не само ние, че живеем в един свят предсказър от Fear Factory в техните албуми. Всъщност, вие все още ли сте добри приятели с Диро Казарес? Приятели сте изобщо, знаете, че той беше в Брухерия до преди 10-11 години. Мисля, че съм. Диро Казарес участваше под името Асесиро, но всъщност не знам, защото не съм говорил с него от 10 години. Всеки път, когато наближа, той като че ли ме отбягва, така че предполагам, че не сме.
When you started Brujeria, I remember there was probably the most brutal band on earth. But ever since, a lot of things happened, a lot of new bands were born. And, well, where do you rate your own act these days? Is it still with the new album one of the most brutal bands? Or, anyway, what do you think?
Well, we never started thinking more most brutal. We just start doing things the way we see them. Like, you know, things happen that we see no one else does. And we, report on it. And we give our opinion on things like Pete Wilson and you know, we don't try to be brutal. We just report what we see and what we know, what happens around us, and that's how it is. And the music is comes out that way, you know, because the way it's recorded and it just all comes together. I guess it could be labeled as brutal or what have you, but to me, it's just like saying the truth about situations that we know about.
Не сме мислили изобщо за това да бъдем брутални, най-бруталната група на планетата или нещо подобно. Не сме измервали нещата с брутализъм. По-скоро винаги сме се опитвали да представяме нещата, които виждаме, светът около нас, мислите за това, което се случва, които идват от сърцата ни, и да го изразяваме чрез музика. За Пит Уилсън, например, сещате се, онзи известен американски политик, който те ги вдъхновяваше в известен смисъл в ранните години, 93-95. Така или иначе, всъщност в случая става дума за музика.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow, if, let's say, the Earth stops turning around.
I wouldn't care. I mean, I don't think it will, but it wouldn't bother me. No.
Thank you.
All right, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, that's it. If it happens, it happens. What could I do? So, it doesn't matter. It goes, it goes.
Попитах го всъщност какво ще прави утре. Той каза, се изненада утре. И аз казвам, да, ако примерно земята спре да се върти. А не, всъщност не мисля, че това ще стане. Не, че ме притеснява особено, но всъщност очевидно Хуан Брухо е весел човек. Well, is there a song that you sing in the shower in the mornings?
No. No, right now there's no song in my head that I sing in the shower.
Отново смях и веселие. Не, той не си свирука, не си пее сутрин под душа. But at the end of the day, do you feel like being a happy man?
I would say I'm more happy than bitter and negative. You know, I try to be happy and make everybody around me happy. So, we'll see what happens. You know, end up world ending tomorrow. Who knows? Does it matter? I don't know. So. But I'm happy.
Хуан Брухо каза, че всъщност общо погледнато баланс е такъв, че той е по-скоро щастлив човек и се опитва да е по-скоро щастлив, а не негативен пич, и всъщност се опитва да прави хората щастливи около себе си. I'm thinking now that the biggest difference between Brujeria today and the time that you were starting the band 23 years ago, is that the technology had changed immensely. To what extent the development of technologies had influenced your artistic concept about Brujeria, if at all?
Well, I used to like the way we'd come together and record on old equipment and have to write the songs and record them the same day. But now, with all this computer electronic stuff, you know, you could send, you know, tracks, email them to wherever people are and back and forth. So it's a whole different thing now. It's not, before it used to be crazy hard to, in no time to put them together. Now it takes more time. You could send things back and forth, do them over and so on. So it's definitely changed. But I feel good about it. I like the way it sounds, and it's time to modernize the sound a little bit and see what happens and see how it goes.
At the same time, you have always been credited to do the vocals for Brujeria, but what is the instrument you think that you're best playing at?
Probably the guitar. I like a loud guitar, so to do vocals over there. So that's always been a good motivation.
Попитах го всъщност предвид факта, че той, Хуан Брухо, винаги е бил свързан с вокалите на Брухерия. Има ли инструмент, на който мисли, че може да свири по-добре, отколкото на други инструменти? Той каза, да, свира малко на китара. Всъщност преди това го попитах за това, че в тези 20-тина и повече години в времето, които отделят началото на Брухерия от новия албум, голямата промяна в света, разбира се, нахлуването и бясното развитие на технологиите, до каква степен това е повлияло на неговата артистична концепция за този проект, за неговата група. Той каза, всъщност, преди беше трудно да се съберем на едно място, да намерим време, но аз харесвах онзи период, в който свирим всички заедно. Сега с развитието на технологията човек може да записва, да обменя файлове в интернет, но харесва ми и така. Това е хубаво. Опитваме се да модернизираме звука ни, пък да видим какво ще стане.
Been in the business for so many years now. Do you believe that it's more cynical today than it used to be. Or the thing that bands cannot sell that much records as they used to, and it's all into the live shows, that now it's better.
Yeah, I believe it's more like it's hard to sell record CDs and stuff, you know, because there's so many downloads and songs, and you know, it's more downloading nowadays than there is like, you know, number of CDs sold. And yeah, the fans have to make their more money playing live shows and going that way, because the there's no more big money CD sales, I guess. And playing live is the way to go, and we like doing that now, and we have a good time doing it.
But do you think that this is good for the music?
I don't care about record sales. I don't know, we like playing live. We have a good time playing live, and then our fans do too. So that's what's important to me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I was not very clear from start asking my question. The thing is that, let's start it again. The thing that, since the record sales are like fucked up, and like people go to shows, do you think that this thing makes bands try to be better musicians? Because you cannot hide during a live show, but like recording, it could be anywhere.
Well, we never really sold records before. We never, I don't know what the record sale thing is. We always, you know, it's not, we don't have big sales before or now or whatever, so I don't really care. But our live shows are really good and energizing, and people leave happy, and that's what's important. And I think that's what you need to do to make your band stay and stay popular, is have good shows. So I don't care about the record sales. I never cared. They never meant anything, so they still don't.
Ще се опитам да преведа на бързо. Въпрос днес очевидно, групите не продават толкова албуми, колкото преди, и всъщност парите им идват от свирането на концерти. Това според теб прави ли ги по-добри музиканти, защото разсерата не можеш да се скриеш? А не знам, никога не съм се интересувал от продажбите на албуми. Ние самите никога не сме продавали кой знае колко, но наистина си изкарваме добре на сцената, и това е нашият смисъл.
Sorry for the stupid cliche question, but it's important for us to know, with all the respect we have for you, Juan Brujo, what was the first record that you bought, obviously, when you were a kid?
Oh jeez, maybe a Michael Jackson 5,
mm-hmm.
Something like that, way back, I can't remember.
Окей, попитах го, извиних му се за клиширания въпрос, но тъй като той ни е много важен като герой, ни е любопитно коя е първата плоча, първият албум, който си е купил очевидно като дете. Той каза, изобщо не си спомням, но е напълно вероятно да е било нещо на Майкъл Джексън или на Jackson 5. Сега да го попитаме, къде вижда Брухерия след 10 години? Where do you see Брухерия in 10 years time, let's say?
Probably the same, you know, doing live shows and you know, under, you know, trying to do the smaller club type shows that are crazy. You know, I love doing those, and that's it. Maybe another record or two, I don't know. I don't see nothing. I don't see it, you know, getting to be big time or anything. I mean, it's probably just going to be the same as it's been for a long time.
Mm-hmm. След 10 години Хуан Брухо вижда групата горе-долу по същия начин. Ще правим концерти, тези луди диви концерти в малки клубове, както много ги харесваме. Кой знае, може да направим още един албум. Сега да го помолим за нещо много ценно. And if you could finally do me a favor and do the Tangra Mega Rock Station ID, please.
Okay. Hey, soy Juan Brujo de Brujería. Estás escuchando a Tangra.
That's pretty cool, man. All right, thanks again.
All right.
And hey, say hello to the other guys, and good luck with
All
the
right.
record. We will support it full time.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.